This is the reading for July 5th. Job chapter 36. Elihu continued, "Listen to me a little longer, and I will show you that there is more to be said for God. What I know comes from far away. I will show you that my Maker is right. You can be sure that my words are not false. One who really knows is with you. God is powerful, but He does not hate people. He is powerful and sure of what He wants to do. He will not keep evil people alive, but He gives the poor their rights. He always watches over those who do right. He sets them on thrones with kings, and they are honored forever. If people are bound in chains, or if trouble, like ropes, ties them up, God tells them what they have done, that they have sinned in their pride. God makes them listen to His warning and commands them to change from doing evil. If they obey and serve Him, the rest of their lives will be successful, and the rest of their years will be happy. But if they do not listen, they will die by the sword, and they will die without knowing why. Those who have wicked hearts hold on to anger. Even when God punishes them, they do not cry for help. They die while they are still young, and their lives end in disgrace. But God saves those who suffer through their suffering. He gets them to listen through their pain. God is gently calling you from the jaws of trouble to an open place of freedom where He has set your table full of the best food. But now you are being punished like the wicked. You are getting justice. Be careful. Don't be led away from God by riches. Don't let much money turn you away. Neither your wealth nor all your great strength will keep you out of trouble. Don't wish for the night when people are taken from their homes. Be careful not to turn to evil, which you seem to want more than suffering. God is great and powerful. No other teacher is like Him. No one has planned His ways for Him. No one can say to God, 'You have done wrong.' Remember to praise His work, about which people have sung. Everybody has seen it. People look at it from far off. God is so great, greater than we can understand. No one knows how old He is. He evaporates the drops of water from the earth and turns them into rain. The rain then pours down from the clouds and showers fall on people. No one understands how God spreads out the clouds or how He sends thunder from where He lives. Watch how God scatters His lightning around Him, lighting up the deepest parts of the sea. This is the way God governs the nations. This is how He gives us enough food. God fills His hands with lightning and commands it to strike its target. His thunder announces the coming storm, and even the cattle know it is near." 1 Chronicles chapter 29. King David said to all the Israelites who were gathered, "God chose my son Solomon, who is young and hasn't yet learned what he needs to know, but the work is important. This palace is not for people, it is for the Lord God. I have done my best to prepare for building the temple of God. I have given gold for the things made of gold, and silver for the things made of silver. I have given bronze for the things made of bronze, and iron for the things made of iron. I have given wood for the things made of wood, and onyx for the settings. I have given turquoise gems of many different colors, valuable stones, and white marble. I have given much of all these things. I have already given this for the temple, but now I am also giving my own treasures of gold and silver, because I really want the temple of my God to be built. I have given about 220,000 pounds of pure gold from Ophir, and about 520,000 pounds of pure silver. They will be used to cover the walls of the buildings and for all the gold and silver work. Skilled men may use the gold and silver to make things for the temple. Now, who is ready to give himself to the service of the Lord today?" The family leaders and the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of 1,000 men and of 100 men, and the leaders responsible for the king's work gave their valuable things. They donated about 380,000 pounds of gold, about 750,000 pounds of silver, about 1,350,000 pounds of bronze, and about 7,500,000 pounds of iron to the temple of God. People who had valuable gems gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord, and Jehiel from the Gershon family took care of the valuable gems. The leaders gave willingly and completely to the Lord. the people rejoiced to see their leaders give so gladly, and King David was also very happy. David praised the Lord in front of all the people who were gathered. He said, "We praise you, Lord, God of our father Israel. We praise you forever and ever. Lord, you are great and powerful. You have glory, victory, and honor. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. The kingdom belongs to you, Lord. You are the ruler over everything. Riches and honor come from you. You rule everything. You have the power and strength to make anyone great and strong. Now, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. These things did not really come from me and my people. Everything comes from you. We have given you back what you gave us. We are like foreigners and strangers, as our ancestors were. Our time on earth is like a shadow. There is no hope. Lord our God, we have gathered all this to build your temple for worship to you, but everything has come from you. Everything belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test people's hearts. You are happy when people do what is right. I was happy to give all these things, and I gave with an honest heart. Your people gathered here are happy to give to you, and I rejoice to see their giving. Lord, you are the God of our ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Make your people want to serve you always, and make them want to obey you. Give my son Solomon a desire to serve you. Help him always obey your commands, laws, and rules. Help him build the temple for which I have prepared." Then David said to all the people who were gathered, "Praise the Lord your God." So they all praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and they bowed to the ground to give honor to the Lord and the king. The next day, the people sacrificed to the Lord. They offered burnt offerings to him of 1,000 bulls, 1,000 male sheep, and 1,000 male lambs. They also brought drink offerings. Many sacrifices were made for all the people of Israel. That day, the people ate and drank with much joy, and the Lord was with them. And they made David's son Solomon king for the second time. They poured olive oil on Solomon to appoint him king in the presence of the Lord. And they poured oil on Zadok to appoint him as priest. Then Solomon sat on the Lord's throne as king and took his father David's place. Solomon was very successful, and all the people of Israel obeyed him. All the leaders and soldiers and King David's sons accepted Solomon as king and promised to obey him. The Lord made Solomon great before all the Israelites and gave Solomon much honor. No king of Israel before Solomon had such honor. David, son of Jesse, was king over all Israel. He had ruled over Israel 40 years, 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. David died when he was old. He had lived a good long life and had received many riches and honors. His son Solomon became king after him. Everything David did as king, from beginning to end, is recorded in the records of Samuel the seer, the records of Nathan the prophet, and the records of Gad the seer. Those writings tell what David did as king of Israel. They tell about his power and what happened to him and to Israel and to all the kingdoms around them.